This is Dan Dix here reporting for Press for Truth with breaking news. The former CEO of YouTube has just died suddenly of a turbo cancer that she just developed 2 years ago. Former YouTube CEO Susan Wojcicki dies of cancer, aged 56. This comes just 8 months after her 19-year-old son was killed by a drug overdose. But more importantly, she developed this cancer and died after taking the COVID-1984 vaccine. The very same one she's been heavily promoting and banning people like me for warning people not to take it. Like in August of 2020 when I interviewed the Highwire's Del Bigtree on censorship and the coming mandatory vaccination program. And of course I was labeled as a conspiracy theorist for saying all of that back then, but it has all come to fruition. Our channels did get censored. And the vaccine did become de facto mandatory for many people. Remember when I posted this video on July 7th of 2020 titled "Confirmed, the absolute science behind masks and the proof that they don't work" with Denny Rancor? Wearing a mask may soon be mandatory, depending on where you live, and this is causing a debate about whether or not masks are actually effective when it comes to protecting your health during a pandemic. Multiple studies have now concluded that masks are not only ineffective, but they in fact offer a disadvantage to those who choose to wear them. And guess what happened 1 week after posting that video? On July 15th, 2020, Press for Truth banned on YouTube. And just like that, all my videos became unavailable for violating YouTube's policies against so-called medical misinformation. Back then, I was saying there is no evidence that children should be taking these vaccines or boosters. And then, 2 years later, World Health Organization says there's no evidence healthy children and adolescents need COVID boosters. Vindicated. Back then, I was also explaining how they were fudging the numbers by claiming that people were dying from COVID when they were actually dying with COVID. And then 2 years later, a quarter of all COVID deaths are now patients who died with the virus, not from it. Official data shows. Vindicated. Ontario, first province to correct misinformation on COVID hospitalization numbers. Ontario is the first province in Canada to update its COVID-19 reporting system to better distinguish patients hospitalized because of the virus from those who tested positive for it after coming to the hospital for other reasons. Listen now to the late Susan Wojcicki at the World Economic Forum discussing how YouTube implemented certain policies surrounding so-called medical misinformation when it comes to COVID.
We're definitely investing a huge amount to make sure that we're fighting misinformation, and there are a number of different ways that we look at this. So the first would be from a policy standpoint, we would look at content that we would think about in terms of being violative of our policies. So if you look at COVID, for example, we came up with 10 different policies that we said would be violative. Like an example of that would be saying that COVID came from something other than a virus. And we did see people attacking 5G equipment, for example, because they thought that it was causing COVID. And so that would just be an example of a policy that we'd remove. So we do remove content based on those policies. We actually publish that in a transparency report. The second one would be really raising up authoritative information. So if you are dealing with a sensitive subject like news, health, science, we are going to make sure that what we're recommending is coming from a trusted, well-known publisher that can be reliable. And you know, if you think about how Google works, it's very similar. Like if you type in cancer or you type in COVID, what you're going to get are going to be names that you recognize. They're not going to be someone that just published a web page yesterday. So it's very similar with regard to how we handle that on YouTube. The third is making sure that we, if there's content that's borderline content that technically meets our policy but is lower quality, that's content that we basically will not recommend to our users. Our users could still access it, but they will not recommend it. And then lastly, we're just really careful about what we monetize. So we always want to make sure that there's no incentive So, for example, with regard to climate change, we don't monetize any kind of climate change material. So there's no incentive for you to keep publishing that material that is propagating something that is generally understood as not accurate information.
That was pretty blatant in terms of how they would shadow ban borderline content or flat out ban any content that violates the official narrative. And then here in this clip, she explains how they themselves use influencers and propaganda to steer the conversation into their desired direction.
When it comes to vaccines, vaccine hesitancy, videos that cause a public health risk, where do you want to see YouTube do better?
Well, first of all, we've taken responsibility very seriously. It's been one of my top priorities. And with regard to COVID and with regard to vaccines, that has been a top priority for us. And we have a number of different ways that we address that. So first of all, we want to make sure that if there's information that violates our policies, we came up with 10 different policies around COVID, then if that's a violation of policies, then that's something that we'll remove. We removed over 1 million videos associated with COVID. But we also want to make sure that we're raising up information that we think would come from trusted and authoritative sources. And we've really been able to do that.
Have you talked to the Biden administration at all about vaccine hesitancy or vaccine misinformation?
Well, we did an event actually with the Biden administration, including President Biden himself, with a number of creators, Fauci as well. And we really saw that as an opportunity to be able to help and spread that the information that was coming from the administration and coming from experts to using creators and those channels to be able to distribute authoritative, trusted information.
I wonder if there's anything that you see in, you know, the way that anti-vaxxers behave on the platform, if there are any data or insights there that could be helpful to people understanding where they're coming from.
I mean, we try to understand what are the different ways that we can break through. So we talked about in this campaign that we did about getting back to the things that you love. We had people that represented all different backgrounds. We had people, like one of them was actually featuring her mom talking about like how she was thinking about. So what we really tried to do was get not just from the experts, but also people that were not experts, but who were explaining like, why did they take the vaccine? Why was that relevant for them? And what was their thought process? So, and that's a place where I believe YouTube can really shine, is having experts as well as just regular creators and people give their opinions.
Susan should have listened to us instead of the so-called experts, because if she did, she'd be alive today. And I hate to keep saying I told you so, but I literally did in this clip from 15 years ago. Way back in 2009.
Well, I have a feeling that they'll use the age-old tactic of, order out of chaos, or problem, reaction, solution. It could be a health pandemic. It could be an economic crash. They need something to get Canadians into this fear state.
Or if you haven't seen it, check out this clip from a decade ago, way back in 2014. You just switch out the word Ebola for COVID. And you tell me if I nailed it or not.
The medical industrial complex is so corrupt and so evil that no one should take them on their word. And that's the real fear here. Not Ebola, but the fact that we can't even trust our own medical establishment. Doctors are supposed to be the professionals that work for patients. And over the 20th century, more in Canada, but in the US as well, government meddling has come between the doctor and the patient. But there is another force that has also come between the doctor and the patient, and that is the media. Reporters with no medical experience whatsoever are telling you not only what Ebola is, but also how to fear it. Now, granted, there have been some interviews with doctors, so it's not all just guesswork by hack journalists. But all media has a worldview in which it promotes, and there is a product to be sold, whether it's a new pill or a vaccine. And that's why there's hype over Ebola. All media is propaganda, and behind every headline is greed and fear. And for the average person, Ebola is not a threat. I won't consider it a threat until I start seeing or hearing about friends of friends who are getting sick. And absent actually going outside and experiencing life, social media is a good way to find out what's happening in your community. Now, I've noticed that some people who are concerned about the amount of vaccines that we give to children are turning around and completely making the case for the Ebola scare. Do they not see how this plays into the hands of the power elite? An Ebola pandemic, whether real or manufactured, allows for more domestic controls. We lose more of our civil liberties when the public is afraid of Ebola or H1N1 or whatever the false flag is. And that's what this amounts to, a false flag. 3,400 people have died from Ebola. That's terrible and tragic. But it's nothing compared to the 88,000 who have died in the US from alcohol abuse every year. Or how about malaria? In 2012, malaria killed over 600,000 people. Why the whole hype over Ebola and not malaria? This is not 1940 or 1904. Birth mortality rates have decreased steadily year by year, but there are also more pandemic scares than ever. Bird flu, H1N1, SARS, West Nile, mad cow, tuberculosis, HIV, AIDS, even BPA and DDT and asbestos. Now, I'm not saying that all these pandemics are harmless or that vaccinations is necessary, quite the contrary. But since 1940, when we gave our children only two vaccinations, the medical industrial complex has grown to create at least 14 vaccinations before the age of six. Vaccines with names like DTaP, Hib, rotavirus, MMR, and it goes on and on. Now, do false pandemics lead to more vaccinations? Well, there seems to be a correlation there. And now that the Ebola vaccination is close, well, just look at how fragile society has become and how that plays into the hands of the social engineers. They want us downtrodden and broken, afraid of death and enslaved to a viewpoint that life must be preserved at all costs. Truth is, everyone eventually dies, but fear is how they control us. So stop letting them control you. There are good reasons why Western civilization hasn't suffered a pandemic since the Spanish flu. And there is a good reason why the Spanish flu spread the way that it did and was as deadly as it was. The HIV/AIDS virus, while deadly, never did live up to its fear-mongering. We've come a long way since the days of letting leeches drain our bad blood. But we've also turned away from being health-conscious individuals and towards a society that treats symptoms. We look at the effects instead of the cause. We don't have a healthcare system. We have a sick care system. And in this kind of world, the best thing that you can do is treat yourself. Find out what works for you and do your own research. My philosophy is to read everything and come to your own conclusions. And don't worry about that cough. It is autumn, summer is over, and it's getting colder. Having a cough or a stuffy nose is just a part of life. I'd suggest you up your vitamin C intake, eat lots of organic fruits and vegetables, get a lot of sleep, and drink plenty of unfluoridated water. Don't stress and don't make being sick an excuse to drink ginger ale. Canada Dry does not help you get better. And remember, anyone selling you on this idea of a pandemic is doing exactly that, selling you an idea. Now, the idea is that you are a sick, decrepit human being that needs to buy product X in order to be healthy, happy, and fruitful. Well, the reality is that this is just another power elite meme to push for more vaccinations and more social control. So in a nutshell, that's all the Ebola scare really is, a false flag. Ebola creates a threat that can be used to fund big pharma research, while at the same time controlling people with more restrictions on travel, both foreign and domestic, and by justifying quarantine centers. It's also a great excuse for military intervention in Africa. Kony 2012 didn't quite cut it after all. So it's classic problem-reaction-solution. And when you buy into the fear, you end up reacting exactly the way that they want you to.
So have we, who have been banned for all this stuff from YouTube, been vindicated? Let me know what you think in the comment section below. And I want to be clear that I take no pleasure in anyone's death. I hope that Susan's family and friends can get through this very difficult time. But I also have to call out hypocrisy when I see it, because we were also warning about these turbo cancers that were being developed in the wake of these vaccines, but we're being laughed off as conspiracy theorists. And now, one of the biggest promoters of these vaccines, and the one behind the censorship of anybody speaking out against them, has died of a turbo cancer after taking the vaccine. Again, guys, I hate to say I told a so, but...
not the kind of person to say I told a so, but you know what? I told a so.
Thanks so much for watching, guys. If you've been watching Press for Truth for all these years and have yet to contribute, please consider making a contribution today at pressfortruth.ca/donate. Thank you so much to anybody who takes 1 minute today to contribute to my efforts at Press for Truth. So that's all for today, my friends. Don't forget to click that thumbs up button, share this video with your friends and your family who you think need to see it the most. And stay tuned, guys. We're going to have more video reports coming soon, God willing. This is Dan Dix reporting for Press for Truth.
We all want truth. The truth will set you free.